From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Bill Conger, who joins us from the Peoria Riverfront Museum. He's here to tell us about their current exhibit, Ken Hoffman, 50 Years in Peoria. Ken Hoffman has been a part of the Peoria community for 50 years. Can you kind of walk us through how you came to the determination that it was time to feature him in this type of space at the museum?
Absolutely. Peoria Riverfront Museum, you know, we're committed to telling stories of our region, but particularly of our region, the stories that connect to the world and to a national perspective. And Ken Hoffman checks all those boxes very easily. I've actually known Ken for nearly 30 years myself. And as a young artist, I was able to kind of hear some of these amazing stories that he brought with him from the San Francisco Art Institute. He brought with him an amazing history, a rich history of movement within contemporary art at one of the hotspots, the hubs of our country at the time. And he brought that knowledge to our area and has spent 50 years cultivating his vision and his language and created something that we as a city, as a an area, as a community in the Midwest should be touting and talking about, because he is certainly our region's most renowned expressionist painter.
When you walk through the exhibit, how you have laid it out, does it give you the sense of actually seeing Ken develop and progress as an artist throughout the years?
It really does. We actually begin the exhibition with some early works from 1962, purportedly by Ken, the first painting he ever did, which is just absolutely a stunning painting to begin with. But additionally, it's a painting that includes animals. Of course, Ken has utilized animal kind of subject matter for 30 of those 50 years easily. And it's amazing to see that his first painting has this beautiful myriad of various animals. His mother didn't think much of that painting when he showed it to her. And she said, I think the idea was that Ken was going to become a dentist. And Ken immediately went and enrolled at the San Francisco Art Institute.
Let's talk about the anthropomorphic themes in Ken's artwork. When did that start emerging?
Well, some of the earliest works included animals. So there's always been, I think, a vein in his work that has been sympathetic to animals for whatever reason, whether for that being their commonalities with people or vice versa, perhaps humans' commonalities with animals. But in the mid-70s, he was doing some really beautiful drawings based on kind of fashion divas in fashion magazines, kind of these cover images of headshots of women, you know, these models. And he was adapting them into portraits, essentially. And then somewhere along the line from the late 70s, early 80s, and so he moves from examining portraiture through media, through these, you know, Vogue and Cosmo magazines, to examining humanity through, I guess, the subject matter of animals. And so with this brings all these connotations of, you know, like the Island of Dr. Moreau, or Animal Farm, you know, by George Orwell. These, and that was very much in the air, of course, at the time. And this became a subject that was perplexing to the viewers as much as it was him. He comes from an academic background that really is provocative, and it really kind of encouraged a kind of uncanny sensibility from Ken as a young student of art. And he brought that into maturity here in Peoria.
Is there, through Ken's work, the ability for people to enter into an uncomfortable space or to talk about some social issues that might be uncomfortable, but be disarmed through the images that he puts forth? Because the images themselves, there's something alluring about them.
I think what you're responding to, Jen, is really the mark of a good contemporary artist, because there is so much art now to be absorbed. The best art, the greatest art, is the art that kind of creates a mirror to society and to the viewer. So the viewer's perspective becomes really important. It's not that you're there trying to just understand the artist. The artist is providing a vehicle for you to kind of explore, and often you learn as much about yourself as you do the artist. I also want to add and make sure that I don't forget to let our public know that Ken's work is not just renowned in Peoria and the Midwest. He's had major exhibitions throughout Europe, throughout America, and the vast reception of his work to a vast amount of the world really is the reason why we're doing the show.
Bill, you're an artist yourself, so I think you bring a unique perspective to this. When you brought Ken in to see the finished exhibit, what was his reaction to seeing 50 years worth of work?
That's a great question. Not having quite got to 50 years of art making myself, I can tell you there's so many things that you forget along the way. And watching him recall areas of paintings or moments within works that he was emotionally connected to for whatever reason, you could see these stories kind of bubble up in a very unpremeditated way. So these paintings would really ignite memory within Ken. I mean, these are touch points within a lifetime, within a career. And for artists, they're very emotional moments as well. These things are very much like children. They're familiar to him, but there are also details and aspects of every one that you just can't quite grasp anymore, because we grow as artists, as we grow as people. But it was amazing to watch him for the first time just react to the quantity of his works within this vast time frame together. Because the similarities as well as the contrasting elements are really pleasing to kind of explore. And I think he was excited by that.
That was Bill Conger from the Peoria Riverfront Museum talking about their current exhibit that features the work of Peoria artist Ken Hoffman. The exhibit, Ken Hoffman, 50 Years in Peoria, will be on display at the museum through September 6th. The museum will be hosting multiple opportunities for the public to meet the artist. To find out more information or to take the virtual tour of the exhibit, visit PeoriaRiverfrontMuseum.org. Bill, thank you so much for your time today.
Always a pleasure, Jen. Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.